bring her up as co-host. Good morning, everybody. You can go ahead and type in the chat where you're coming from. Good morning. Can I see a thumbs up if y'all can hear me okay? Excellent. Thank you, Kathy. Good morning, everybody. This is the module one worksheet call. Everybody is still coming in. I'm going to just wait for them all to come in. Good morning. Tell me where you're coming from. I want y'all to have your planner with you and the module one worksheets that we're going to be working on are specifically, well, all of them we're going to touch on, but specifically the 24-hour plan, which isn't necessarily a worksheet, but it's part of your planner and it's part of the four basics, and your good, better, best worksheet specifically. Hi, Julie. Good morning. Julie is now a co-host. Julie, would you just check and make sure that the waiting room is taken care of for me? And I'll go ahead and start with some directions for everybody. Okay. So let me just do a timestamp here. It's 31 after. All right. We're going to do something new. And this is for everybody to best participate on this kind of call. So first things first, I'm Coach Heather. I'm going to give you some directions, like I said, for how to participate in this kind of call. First of all, the call is being recorded and it's going to run for approximately 60 minutes. The replay will be posted on the website and it will be uploaded into your private member podcast. These uploads are now taking place on Tuesdays and Fridays. So you guys can go ahead and put that in your schedule to expect it on those days. We already did an audio check. So we've got my audio is good. Let's talk about the chat feature. The chat is located on the bottom of your screen. So just take a moment right now and make sure that you have everyone selected in the chat box so that we can see everything you're typing in your chat box. This is a meeting style or what we call an interactive call, which means you can be seen on video. We encourage you to keep your video on because it really helps us to connect to each other as a community, but it's up to you. You can turn your video on or off by clicking the stop or start video icon on the bottom of your screen. You notice that you're muted. You came in muted when you came into the call. I want you to keep your sound off or yourself muted until perhaps you get volunteer to get coached today or you're asking a question, and then myself or Julie will prompt you to unmute yourself at that time. Okay, so in order to get coached, you're going to want to raise your hand, and some members aren't sure how to do this. So Julie, would you spotlight me, please, if you would? Again, on the bottom of your screen, there is what's called reactions. So what you want to do is go ahead and click reactions. And you can see there's a bunch of different emojis there that you can use throughout the call. And that's a great way for you to give feedback, even though you're muted, you know, a little heart or a little laugh emoji or a clapping emoji. But you'll also notice that right there is the button as well to raise your hand. So when it's time for coaching, if you have a question or you want to get coached on your worksheet, you'll use that icon. And you'll notice once you raise your hand, if you click it, you see the little hand comes up on your screen. Then when you click reactions again, you can lower your hand. So everybody go ahead and lower their hand now if you've been playing with that. Okay. If we have time at the end of this call, we'll be using breakout rooms so that you guys can interact with each other, get ideas to how to make your doable 24-hour plan or ideas on how to make your food fit into that good, better, best worksheet that we're going to be talking about. Okay, so that is the instructions for the call. And we're going to go ahead and begin the call with just another little introduction about me, because we have some new people here. I'm Coach Heather, and this is the Mission Possible Module 1 worksheet call. In case you don't know me, I'm one of the coaches here at NoBS. I'm a former teacher. I used to teach 8th grade U.S. history. Yes, I'm brave. I'm a graduate of, very proud graduate of, the NoBS Advanced Weight Loss Certification. I'm a certified life coach. I've been coaching women how to lose weight in my own private practice since 2016, but now I just work with NoBS women who have signed up for the private coaching program here in NoBS. I have maintained a 20-pound weight loss for over 5 years. I have reversed pre-diabetes. I managed to reverse my fatty liver disease. And in 2020, I quit drinking after years of over-drinking. So you'll find me in NoBS doing coaching calls like this. You'll find me in Facebook answering questions and ask coaches. But most of the time I spend with my NoBS women in my private coaching with NoBS. Okay. A little bit about me. Thank you, Denise. That's so kind. Okay. So a few announcements. The Building the You of 2022 workshop, we've all been waiting for those replays. They are out, and they've also been uploaded to your private member podcast. So here's where to find it. It's changed a little bit because now we have this new Mission Possible, so you won't see it right on the homepage anymore. So you're going to go to the main menu, self-study resources, then you're going to select self-paced workshops, and then it's right there at the top. It's called 2022 kickoff. So make sure that you put the replays in your calendar to watch those. If you didn't get a chance to watch the whole day workshop last Sunday, it was amazing, life-changing. I've been talking about it all week with my private clients, and they're all set up to make 2022 like amazing. Okay, second announcement is camp registration is open. This is the only camp this year. It's happening March 25th through 27th, and we're calling it Relationships Work Weekend. In-person and virtual spots are still available, but don't wait, because we're doing 60 and 30-day calls leading up to camp just for registered campers. So the first one is happening 2 weeks from today on the 22nd, and that call is set to get you prepared for Relationships Weekend to make the most of the transformations that you guys are going to make in all of your relationships. This is for not only people with partners, but those with any kind of family members, your children, yourself, and even your relationship with food. It's going to be amazing. Okay, next announcement. Tomorrow, Corinne is doing 2 weight loss coaching calls. The first one is at 11:30 Central, where she's coaching specifically members who choose to eat a special diet. And then the second call is regular weight loss coaching at 1 Central Time. Those members have been selected ahead of time. All members can attend both calls. So just check your call calendar on the website for all the details. Okay, so again, this is the Module 1 worksheet call for Mission Possible. Mission Possible is what we're calling our mission to get every single woman, NoBS woman, to complete the entire NoBS course, either for the first time or a repeat time. So Coach MJ went over all the details and specifics on the first Q&A call, which was on Wednesday. Like, she did all the specifics, like how to check your boxes for each lesson to indicate that each lesson has been completed, and all of those details. So if you really want all the details and a deeper dive on all of that, I encourage you to watch that replay from Wednesday. That is also up, and it's also been uploaded on your private member podcast. But I really would go to the website and watch the video replay, because she does a whole walkthrough of the Mission Possible website, page and all the details of what you can find there. So I'm just going to do a general overview for you, and then we're going to go into our worksheets. Let's see. Yep, I'm going to give you some examples of the worksheets in module one. And then, like I said, I'm going to take some volunteers to get coached on your worksheets if you have questions or you're stuck or something keeps coming up on your 24-hour plan or the good, better, best worksheet confuses you. You can have a chance to get coached today. So why is this important, this particular call? It's because we want you to get out of just thinking about the four basics, and we want you to take them out of your head and into your practice in a day-by-day way. So it can't just be concepts in your mind or just thoughts about how you did. We all want you to make the four basics a practice, a doable practice every day. And the worksheets are your bridge to bring the concept into your practice every day. And these worksheets in module one are foundational for you. So my goal is for you to leave this call feeling really confident about how to put doable planning into action and how to start working with doable hunger and the good, better, best worksheet. Okay, so let's move on. Let's review Mission Possible. Okay, I'm going to share my screen. Oops, no, I did the wrong thing. Hold on. You guys, I always get so nervous. Let's see. Where is it? It's not there. I don't know why I can't find it. Oh, here. No. You guys, it's not showing. All right. For some reason, it's not sharing. I don't know why. Because I have it right here. I'm looking at it. So let me just tell you in concept what to do. So you're going to go to the No BS website. And then you're going to go to... you're going to go to self-study resources. And then right there, it's going to say January of 2022, No BS Mission Possible. Okay. And then you'll be able to look and see about all everything happening there. Okay. Let's see if I can share again. I'm sorry, you guys. I don't know really what's going on with my computer. There it is. I think it was just a lag on my computer. Okay, do you guys see Corinne? Let's see. I can't find my chat anymore. Hold on. Okay, good. I see it. All right, so here's where her video is. This is welcoming you. You see this photo over here where she's looking up at this goal? So this is where prizes are being unlocked based on how you guys are all participating. And there's two ways to participate. Okay, MJ went over in detail. I will just tell you that the main way to participate is to go through your No BS course and click those boxes after you watch every single lesson to show that you've completed it. The other way to participate is to go to the Facebook group and use either hashtag team repeat or team get it done if it's your first time. So here's the section here on if you've already finished the weight loss course, we want you to go through it again. And we don't want you to uncheck your boxes. We want you to keep track on your own graphic that we made you. Okay, and I'll show you where that is. So here's where you can go to the No BS Weight Loss course. We're on week one, which is module one. Next week will be module two. Week 3 of January is module 3 and week 4 is module 4, right? Easy to remember. Here is where your printable checklist is, right here. If you want to, if you've already gone through the No BS course and you want to just keep track of where you're at, it's a really pretty checklist for that. Here is, this is where you're going to enter to win these prizes. It's not there now. You're going to check back on January 30th and you're going to fill out a survey and that will enter you to win. So until that time, we want you guys participating. We want, our goal is to make sure that every single No BS woman has checked all of her boxes for the course, and that you've gone to the Facebook group and you have posted your progress. You can come every day if you want. You can go to the Facebook group only when you've finished a module. You can just bring your ahas. It just depends on how, what your level of participation is and your preference. Okay, this is the interactive call section. This is what this call is. This is an interactive call. So you can see right here, module 1, Monday motivation and Friday fuel drop on those days to give you some extra motivation to get really stoked about going through the course. And Corinne is motivating you all month just to give you the fuel that you need to like really finish the month strong and with your understanding of everything you need to know and then bringing it into your practice. This is the Wednesday Q&A right here with MJ. You can click here to find that, or it's in your replays section. And right here is where we are today, Saturday, module 1 worksheets plus coaching. So I just want to show you guys, if you continue to scroll down, we have this new section right here called Frequently Asked Questions. So these are all the details of any question that you might have. If you have your hand up right now, I want you to go over to this section right here on the page and see if you can get your answer, your question answered right there. Okay, because this is just a high level overview. You guys should be getting the gist of how this is done. Okay, and I will go ahead and stop sharing my screen. Okay, I can see your beautiful faces now. All right, it's time to move on. Let's see. Time check. Okay, I did. I just want to check and make sure. Okay, a couple things I forgot to mention. Every week, starting Sunday, MJ called them the No BS Elves. They're checking to see if you guys, how many boxes have been checked that weren't checked at the beginning, and they're adding up all those hashtags on Facebook and they're counting them all up. And on that gauge you saw on the Mission Possible main page, they will update it, I believe, tomorrow to see what prizes have been unlocked. They're amazing prizes, all the way up to like, I think it's a gift card for an Airbnb for a camp. There's a Peloton bike or tread on there. So this is what we want to get you guys excited about participating and give you the most awesome prizes and give you a chance to like be on part of a team, either repeat or get it done and be eligible to win all these amazing prizes. So watch your newsletter for the update on the gauge. One new announcement. Let's say you've already gone through the course and you're not on Facebook. So you have no boxes to check because they're already all checked, but you're not on Facebook, so you can't really post with a hashtag. So just for you guys, and there may just be a few of you, you can go ahead and email support@pnptribe.com. Give them your progress just like you would if you were a part of Facebook. But I want you to put as your, let me scroll up here, as your subject line, count my hashtag. Okay. And that way you guys can participate too. Okay. I just got all the information for you guys on that one. That's something new that we're doing. Okay. Because we want everyone to be able to participate. All right. All right. Let's start the talk on the worksheets. So I'm going to show you guys where to find your worksheets. So to do that, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen again. Okay, every time I share my screen, I have to find the chat again. There it is. Let's see. Can you guys see? Oh, wait. Hold on. Let's come over here to the No BS Weight Loss course. All right. Can you see the No BS Weight Loss course? Just tell me if you can see this. Okay, I want to make sure before I continue. Okay, thank you. All right, so No BS Weight Loss course. Here is where you can order your planner to get your 24-hour plan, or you can download your own PDF version for free. If you want all of the worksheets in the entire No BS course, you can click over here and get a whole PDF packet of every single worksheet. Otherwise, if you don't want the whole packet, as you go through each module, if there is a corresponding worksheet, you will be able to download it there. Okay, so let's show you how this works. So here's module one, and you can see that there's units 1 through 8. So these go over all of our four basics, which is the foundation of the No BS Weight Loss course. So let's take unit 7, for example. So I'm going to click here. This is the unit that goes over good, better, best. So you're going to watch the video here. Here's where you would click your box to mark it complete. And right here is where you find your good, better, best worksheet. Okay. That's how that works. There's also an option for you to look at the transcript too, of the script of what Corinne is saying for each module lesson. Okay. I'm going to stop sharing. And then I want to go ahead and show you guys a detailed view of all the worksheets. And then I have some examples for you about how people have done some 24-hour plans and the good, better, best worksheet. So I know that you guys have some questions, but just hold them until I go over the review. And then if you still have questions after I review, you can raise your hand to get coached. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. And we're going to look at the first worksheet from module one. This is called the No BS checklist. So you can see for module one, I've highlighted here, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 worksheets. Okay. So in the unit one, the lesson one, you can see there's 2 worksheets that go with it. Here's the checklist right here that we're looking at. And then the other one is how to use the No BS Weight Loss Program. This is where it goes over whether you're a basic line bitch, you're a moderation mama, or you're a deep dive diva. This is great to set a foundation for you about what things you need to be doing to put these four basics into action. Okay. So this is great to have. And as you go through, this is just like almost like another checklist that you guys can use to keep track of your progress. And it goes all the way through to module 4. Okay. So for today, we're going to be right here. We're going over the checklist. I'm going to show you this one next, how to best use the No BS Weight Loss Program. So that looks like this. If you are listening on the Private Member Podcast, I really encourage you to go to the video replay of this so you can just have a look at it. So this is actionable actions that you can do for whichever type of No BS woman you are, okay? So if you have a busy schedule, this one goes over what you should be doing. You should make sure that you're having emails. If you don't, here is the email address for support to make sure that you're getting emails. Make sure that you're moving all your emails to safe sender so that you're getting all communications from us. That's primary, right? And then that you order your planner, you've made your plan, your first doable plan, that you've taken your weight and your measurements. Have you guys done that yet? Go ahead and put in the chat whether or not you've done that. And then pick a day to weigh in. As a membership, we tend to encourage you to weigh in on Friday, but it really is up to you. Okay. And then here's instructions for moderation mamas. And you can see I've highlighted just these little extras that the moderation mamas, it's a suggestion for additional things that you can do to incorporate the basics into your practice. Okay. And then finally, deep dive divas. I probably don't need to explain much for them because they've already read everything. Okay. Let's look at the next worksheet. We've already gone through two now. The next worksheet isn't really a worksheet. It's going to be your 24-hour plan. So I want to show you guys what some examples are of truly doable 24-hour plans. The first one is mine. This is from way back when. Let me get caught up in the chat. Okay, here's my 24-hour plan. I'm a digital deep dive diva. Yours does not have to look like this. Okay, this is from back in August. You can see I planned for breakfast. I had fish for lunch with broccoli salad. And then I was allowing myself to just make the best choice for dinner that night. I was meeting up with a friend and I knew I had already had two overeats that week because I keep a habit tracker. So for me that night, I said no dessert. Okay. And you can see here, I really like to use what might get in the way of following doable hunger. I think about my day and what the me throughout my day is going to be thinking and feeling. And I knew that I was probably going to be tired and wired and I'm going to want something sweet to eat. And I knew already what to tell myself so that my way, I could rock my way in the next day. So that was, it's going to be a long day. And the best way I can take care of myself is to shower, make tea, get into my pajamas, talk to my hubby, and be in bed by 9:30 because I knew I would be tired. So these two questions, I think some people tend to skip, but I really want you guys thinking about, okay, what would get in the way would be old shitties, okay, being tired, maybe other being busy or running around, like anticipate your day. And then what you can tell yourself is practicing those good responses to support you later in the day. Okay. So here's another 24-hour plan I want to share with you. Here's this member was so nice to share with us. You can see, look at that, banana muffin, coffee with cream and sugar for breakfast. Lunch is chili with sour cream and cheddar cheese. Dinner is ham, mashed potatoes, and a veggie. And she's planned rice pudding and a banana for snack. So I put this one up because I want you guys to see, this tells me there's no diet thinking in here. Okay. It's not really ever the type of food that you're planning, right? I want you guys to make this doable, to put on your plans what you actually want to eat. You will know if you're not doing this, if you're constantly eating off plan, you're grab-assing and you're looking at your plan or forgetting what's on your plan and eating something else. It means you're not making it doable. You're not making it representative of what inner you actually wants to eat. Okay, so this is a great example of a 24-hour plan. Okay, next example. She's got egg, hash browns, and fruit for breakfast. chicken quesadilla for lunch, beef stew for dinner, and she's got ice cream after dinner. Okay. If you guys love ice cream and you're overeating ice cream or eating ice cream off plan, your homework this week is to put it on your plan. Okay. Do not have any diet thinking creeping into your 24-hour planning. Your job is to not make a plan that you want to eat and then white knuckle your way through it. Your job is to plan the food that inner you actually wants to eat and then get to work figuring out how you can eat it in a way that honors doable hunger. Okay. You guys don't need to do measurements. Okay. There's no, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. It's part of, you know, the different, I'm just seeing some questions in the chat. All right. So that's 24-hour plans. I wanted to show you guys some good examples of that. All right. And how to do it. The next worksheet is called Testing Doable Hunger. And you'll see that this is part of the lessons on doable hunger. There's two of them in module one. So to test doable hunger, we're going to be asking ourselves some questions. So if you guys find that you are eating when you're not hungry or you're overeating or you're eating to full, this worksheet is going to really help you test that. So here's a few strategies to make it practical. And if this is you, take some of these strategies and put them on your plans to remind you to try some of these different strategies, like don't eat your first meal until 10 a.m. or later. Wait for true physical hunger and note if hunger comes and goes throughout the morning. I call that big H hunger. So it's not just a thought like, oh, maybe it's becoming time to eat. We don't just eat from a thought to eat. We wait to eat until we have a thought to eat and we check in with the physical stomach. Am I physically hungry? If you're not sure, then you have 8 ounces of water, set the timer for 10, 20 minutes, and then check again. You have a thought to eat. Okay, check in with your physical stomach. Am I physically hungry? If you're still hungry after having the water, then it's probably a good sign to go ahead and eat. Everybody is different, and you guys need to figure out and get into intimate relationship with your physical hunger signals and your signals of when you've had enough. Those are called satiety signals. So there's some extra strategies in here. You can read them right here. When you first feel a sign of hunger, drink the water. That's just what I mentioned. Here's another one, allowing yourself to feel hunger for an extra 15 to 30 minutes and then eat lunch or dinner and choose one meal to practice this. So pick a meal this week to try this strategy with. These are all designed to help you take the four basics out of your head and into practice. Okay. All right. Next worksheet is called the Doable Hunger Cheat Sheet. So how do you know if you're really eating when you're hungry and stopping when you've had enough? The cheat sheet will help you, okay? Lean on these. Put these by your kitchen table if you feel like you need some help with these things. The vast majority of our members always are working on doable hunger, so use these cheat sheets. You are not yet hungry if you think and feel these things. If you're just wondering if you're hungry, if just as food sounds good and you crave a snack, but you wouldn't eat broccoli, or you're worried you'll get hungry soon. That's not actual physical hunger. That's just thoughts about hunger, right? Signs you are hungry and ready to eat are that your stomach feels slightly empty, maybe a little bit of a gurgle. You begin to feel distracted with your focus. And you begin to think, I'm getting hungry, I'm ready to eat. And your hunger feels doable. It doesn't feel urgent or shaky. So you can go ahead and implement some of these as well. These are great. Okay. So moving on. Oops, I made some marks on this. Let's see. Sorry about that. I don't know how that happened. All right. Here's the good, better, best worksheet. So I want to make it really clear. Oh, is somebody marking on this? Those just went away. I don't know how that happened. Okay. So we're looking at the good, better, best worksheet. So this gives you ideas for good, better, and best food choices. If you're not sure how to implement this, make sure you've gone and watched what should I eat lesson in module one. Corinne tells you exactly how to set you up to fill this out. Okay. In a nutshell, good foods are the foods that you just love. Their only purpose in life is to give you oral pleasure. Better foods are still foods that you love. They taste good. They make you happy. And they help you, you know, like I can lose some weight eating this food. Best foods are the best of all three. They taste amazing. They help you lose weight and your body feels amazing when you eat them. Okay. So these three criteria tell you there literally is no bad food unless you're like allergic to it or it makes you physically sick. Okay. Perhaps if you're on a medical, you know, diet or something, and the doctor has said, do not eat these foods, then don't put them on the good, better, best worksheet, right? But everything else belongs on here. Okay. So many, here's what I find with my, I'm going to stop sharing for a second. Here's what I find with some of my clients. They have been dieting for so many years, sometimes decades. They're like deer in the headlights when they think about what do I actually like? And if this is you, if you're like, I don't even know what to eat. I've just been telling myself what I should be eating for so many years. Then I'm going to offer you one way to start to fill this out. This worksheet is probably more like a living document. Okay. It's not like a one and done. You fill it out and you never look at it again. This is something that will change over the time that you're in No BS. As you start to experiment with what we tell you, which is you can plan and you should plan for all the foods you want to eat. Then you meet that moment when you choose to eat that food and you figure out how to eat it following doable hunger. Okay. And when I reversed my prediabetes and my fatty liver, I said, okay, Heather, I've got to start putting some of these foods with flour and sugar on my plan. And, you know, it's an act of courage sometimes, but we can do hard things. And the only way that weight loss is going to be easy and sustainable for you is if you have the courage to put these foods on your plan. Now, I've said this story before, and I'll say it again. Part of my experimentation last year after reversing those conditions was I noticed that I was off plan and overeating Dairy Queen soft serve because I just never allowed myself to have it. It was always like a fuck it moment where my kids would want to go and I wouldn't have planned for it or whatever. So after a couple of off-plan overeats, I just decided, okay, I'm going to plan for Dairy Queen at least once a month. So then the question is, okay, how can I have it though and not overeat it? Because I was always going after dinner. So it was an overeat because I was full from dinner. So I'm like, all right, it's probably going to be on a Saturday afternoon and I'm going to plan to have it just for lunch. And that almost felt like so silly to say that, but I'm like, well, that's going to work because Saturday feels like the right day to go for ice cream for me. And if I have it for lunch, then I know I'm hungry and I know I'm not going to overeat it because it is so different for me to try to have it for lunch. And I think, you know, I don't have to really, like, I can have my whole little cup with the chocolate sauce, and that's probably going to be enough. And so I tried it a few times. Maybe the first time or two, I did overeat it. But as I continued to plan it, my habit brain started to stop freaking out about it. And then I could really be with the enjoyment of it because I gave myself permission. And I could really tell when I was having enough. So I encourage you to do the same thing. Okay, I'm going to go back and share my screen and show you some good, better, best worksheets. Okay, so you can see what I've done first and then two other members with their good, better, best. I want you to think about, I want to jog your brain and give you ideas about how to think about the like foods that we all love to eat in terms of good, better, best. Okay. So, all right. Let's see. Here is my good, better, best. You'll see donuts are on the good. Of course, my first job was Dunkin' Donuts. I do love a donut. A better choice for me is to make a cheese waffle. Like it's almost like a pastry for me and it's decadent and delicious. And then the best is eggs Benedict with no bread. I don't know. It's just for me that works. Like all three of these are foods I love. And I was just kind of thinking like, how would I upgrade a donut? Okay. Same thing. Like I have a Danish is good. A frittata is better. I love a frittata. And the best is just bacon. Like sometimes I just have bacon for breakfast. Pancakes are good. Keto pancakes. I have this mix from Birch Benders. That's amazing. So I love that like upgrade of pancakes without the flour and sugar. And then the best is just eggs or an omelet for me for breakfast. Okay. So you guys can see here different takes. Like good for me is burger with a bun. Better is burger on a low carb bun. I get those. I order them from a place that it's delicious. And then I do a burger with no bun or burger salad. I love that too. Okay. Pizza. Oh my gosh. I'm such a pizza fiend. I love it. Coal-fired pizza from Nick's or Anthony's in Boca Raton, Florida. Love it. The next up, I can get a gluten-free pizza from one of those places. Still love it. And then there just is no way to make that kind of pizza better. I'm sorry, but there's just no way. I can give you guys copies of some of these. I'll try to figure out how to do that. Wings. Wings is a good one. Good is battered regular wings. Love it. Lots of blue cheese. Better would be like non-battered, just grilled wings. And you guys ask your server like how they come. And sometimes they'll give you a choice. Good is battered wings. Better is non-battered, where they just have like, I don't know what they do to them, but the best one is grilled wings. Okay. Let's look at another good, better, best worksheet. Okay. This one's handwritten. See, you don't have to use the actual worksheet if you don't want to. If you want to keep it in a spiral like this, it's totally fine. We have examples. Good would be cheeseburger and fries. Better is cheeseburger and salad. And best would be cheeseburger salad. Here's one for spaghetti. Good is spaghetti and meatballs with cheesy bread. Delicious. Better would be spaghetti, meatballs, and salad. And then best would be like it looks like it's a half serving of spaghetti and meatballs with salad. So you see, you can kind of like play with portions too. Here's an upgrade for pizza that's different than mine. So good would be pepperoni pizza. Better would be leave the pepperoni off and just have cheese pizza. And then the best would be to get your veggies in and order a veggie pizza. Okay. Fried chicken sandwich and fries would be good. Better would be a chicken patty sandwich with coleslaw. And the best would be grilled chicken salad. These are great ideas, right? Here's one for Chinese food. So a good option would be takeout Chinese. Better would be a stir fry from Chinese restaurant. And then the best would be just like a rice bowl. So I don't know what she might put in that. I'm not really sure. Okay. Let's look at a final example. Okay. Again, a handwritten one. So we have options for French fries. Good would be regular French fries. Better would be oven fries. And best would be potato wedges. Okay. She's got good would be tater tots. Oh my gosh, I love tater tots. Better would be cauliflower or broccoli tots. I think they have those at Trader Joe's, you guys. They're really good. They can get crispy and they're yummy. And I have them with ketchup. And then the best option is cauliflower gnocchi. Have you guys seen this? They have it at Trader Joe's, and that cauliflower gnocchi is like little pillows of delight. I'm serious. They're so good. So I love these ideas. Look, ice cream with chocolate and caramel sauce would be a good option. Froyo is better. And then best would be halo top with strawberries. Okay. So I hope that I've given you some good ideas to start filling out that good, better, best worksheet. If you're starting from scratch and you've never done this before, here's a hack. Just look at your last 7 days of what you ate and just start taking those items and seeing where they would fit on the good, better, best worksheet. Not every food has a better or best option if it's just a good food. And that goes with any section, better or the best option. Sometimes there's just a best option with no good option component to it. So you don't have to fill in all three of those columns for everything you're eating. But just take week one in January and put all the foods that you actually ate on that worksheet and give yourself permission to start like adding things or subtracting things as January goes on. Okay. All right. Let me check my notes and see where we're at. Okay. I think, let's see. All right. Here is your homework. Optional homework. Make a list of at least three things you want to put into action from your four basics and from what we've talked here about with your worksheets and how you're going to do that. So an example would be schedule times to do things, the different options in the testing doable hunger cheat sheet. You can also schedule time in your calendar to put foods on the good, better, best worksheet. Like a good time to do that would be maybe when you're reviewing your week. You can just take a few moments to take some of your favorite foods of the week and bring them over to good, better, best. Okay. So now let's do Q&A, and we're going to do Q&A until, well, let's do it for a few minutes, at least 10 minutes. I'm not sure if we're going to have time for breakout rooms, but if you have questions on one of your worksheets, go ahead and click that reactions button and then raise your hand. And I will go ahead and coach you. Diana, you're raising your hand. If you could, I would like to coach those of you who have your video on. It's not required, but if you do have, oh, there you are. You have your video on. I'm so happy. Can you unmute, Diana? I can't. There you are.
There we go.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. How can I help you?
This is good timing for me. So I had I've been doing this for about 7 weeks. The whole meltdown yesterday, finally, with my wonderful accountability group over the frustration of hard things are usually easy for me to accomplish, and this one's not so much. I think that my daily plan, good, better, best, somehow I am stuck in thinking some way that makes these feel somehow restrictive. So I'm very frustrated. I can't seem to stay on plan. I'm trying to figure this out.
Okay. Do you have your planner right there?
I do have my planner here. So here, one of the things you talked about, which was really interesting to me, is, you know, I'm 53. So for at least 20 years, all of my food in some way or another has either been dieting somehow or cheating on my diet somehow. You know, like for 20 years, that's really basically all my thoughts about food have ever been. It's either dieting and staying on this diet, or fuck it, I'm eating whatever I want, whenever I want. There's never been. So when I started this, looking at, you can eat what you want. Mm-hmm. You can eat when you're hungry, stop when you've had enough. When I was doing the free thing and I kind of caught wind of that, I did great on that. That was like so liberating for a minute. Mm-hmm. And then I started doing these, you know, the real, like digging in, doing the plans. I started a membership. I'm really doing this stuff. It was, I don't know what I want. I don't know what foods do I, so I'm like putting things on my plan. I don't think I'm using diet mentality. It's a few weeks into it before I realize this is what I'm really doing, right?
Okay.
This is what my future you is going to eat, right?
I'm going to show you right now what you need to do before you put anything on your plan. I'm going to model it for you. So I'm saying to you is what I want you to say to yourself before you make a plan. Okay. So the first thing is to take a breath. Just relax. Okay. Now close your eyes. I want to talk to inner Diana. Okay. Not the you who's making the plan and diet mentality. I want to talk to inner Diana. Today is Saturday. What does inner Diana want to eat today?
Inner Diana is afraid to even think about it.
No, your conscious mind that's driving the car is afraid.
Okay.
Inner Diana always knows what she wants to eat. It's okay to say it.
Mm.
What does she want?
Inner Diana wants foods that make her feel safe. And not to have to think too hard.
Okay. So safe is a feeling created by how you choose to think about whatever it is you choose to put on your plan. So safety is created with thoughts in your mind, not the foods you're eating.
Right.
Okay. Food. I want you to think about this. Just sits there on a plate. It's chewed and it goes down your throat. The only thing it does is satisfy physical hunger. Everything else that you think, that you feel about food, is because of how you're choosing to think about it. Okay. So natural thoughts about safety and comfort involve which foods for you?
It depends on whether I'm eating with people or by myself.
By yourself.
By myself?
Yep.
Donuts.
Okay.
Casseroles.
Like what kind of casserole?
Like tuna noodle casserole.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
When was the last time you made tuna noodle casserole?
Many, many, many years ago.
Okay. Give me one more example.
Cream of wheat.
Supreme. Oh, I used to have that as a kid.
Me too.
With butter and maple syrup.
Yep, exactly.
Did you grow up in New England?
No, Michigan.
Okay. I guess it's more like a cold weather type of breakfast, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So
and bread. Bread with anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's your mission this week. These are just three examples of things, but for sure, the donuts, the casserole, and the cream of wheat should go on your good, better, best sheet. I want you to be in a constant conversation with yourself. I get to eat these things whenever I want to. I'm a grown-ass woman. No food is bad. I get to choose which foods I want to eat. And then you'll find, like, the more you eat donuts, the less compelled you feel to have them all the time. The only reason why you want them all the time is because you've told yourself they're bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're not bad. They're just donuts. Okay.
So, I'm working through this mind stuff and, you know, all of this yesterday. So the fear in this, a lot of it comes from, you know, before COVID, I lost like 30 pounds. Gained 15 back, lost a couple pounds, got from where it was hard to walk because my feet and ankles hurt, my hips hurt, it was hard to move around, to just, you know, 15, 20 pounds makes that feel better. And I'm inching back up the scale now that I've started No BS. I understand there's a lot of mind work involved in that. But then there's this fear of, when I start really doing this before I catch where I'm supposed to be, I'm going to gain so much more of that back. I'm going to be back to at 53 where it's hard to get up in the morning because I'm so depressed that my feet are going to hurt when I get on them. Right. So I have that weight there too in my mind. And
okay. So that's two separate things, right?
Yeah.
Like, so your general fears of regain. Okay. Again, fear. Whether it's fear for what you're putting on your 24-hour plan for the day or a generalized fear of regain is created by what you're choosing to think about your actions. So you want to journal on that for sure. Whenever you catch yourself like, oh, I don't know, what if I regain? I felt so bad. This happened before. Like, journal. That is what inner you needs. Your brain wants some certainty. What are you committing to? Are you committing to fear? Or are you committing to constantly telling yourself that you're going to figure it out? You've got to cheerlead yourself toward your goal instead of being fascinated with your limitations. Okay, it's a change of focus. So for you, two things. Talk to inner Diana about what she actually wants to eat. And make sure that you're putting some of those things on your plan this week. And then, you know, feel free to tag me in the Facebook group and let me know how it goes. Okay. Okay. Good luck to you. Thank you, Diana. All right. Let's try Anjula. Hi. Would you unmute? There.
Hi, who are you?
I'm great. How am I saying your name right?
Angela.
Angela. Okay.
Yeah, just spelled a little differently.
Gotcha. It's
just Angela.
Right. How can I help you?
I just had a question. So I also have a tendency to make plans that I then don't follow.
Okay.
But I'm quite like religious about the habit tracker.
Okay.
And then sometimes I'll give myself like a rating instead of just saying yes or no, because I always follow breakfast. I always follow dinner. It's lunch and a snack. I've picked up on that pattern.
Okay.
And I have one question for you. Is this diet mentality or is this okay? So generally I notice, let's just say every morning I have the same breakfast. It's a toast with avocado and an egg.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It keeps me satiated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm literally like, oh, it's so good. Is it like, when I plan foods and I like to sometimes add like a little extra protein or a little extra fat, because I know my body and it really helps keep me satisfied. Mm-hmm. Is that diet mentality or is that like, I understand my body and I know that works for me and I love it. Is that okay?
What would be diet mentality about anticipating your needs and your preferences?
Just sometimes I go back and forth with my accountability partner about it. And she's like, are you sure it's not diet mentality? Because I also grew up like always overweight. I was always on a diet, but then I were yo-yoing back and forth. But I started realizing like when I, for example, like pasta, it's okay. Like I don't love it, but when I add broccoli to it, I love it. Mm-hmm. Like it does bulk it up. Definitely. I like the crunch. Mm-hmm. I like the texture. I like a lot of like, you know, extra marinara and it keeps me full longer than okay. just having pasta. Like I wouldn't be able to last okay. like an hour and a half.
So here's my advice to you. Mm-hmm. Ask yourself if you like your reasons.
Okay.
Diet mentality is limited thinking that I can only lose weight if I only eat this.
Okay.
Or I have to only have this small of a portion and pre-deciding what enough is for you without actually checking in with your stomach. Like, have okay. I had enough? We have to integrate our experience of physical hunger and physical enough, meaning satiety. Have you had enough? And your experience of that in the process of eating. And as long okay. as you like your reasons for what you plan and you are with yourself in your body for noticing hunger and noticing when you've had enough, that's all you need to do.
Okay. Okay. So that's one side of it. And then the other side is like something like, for example, like how Diana just said, I probably truly haven't brought muffins into our house in at least, I said 5 years, it's probably like 10. So oh the other day,
this I is why I love my job. You have no idea how often I say, you have to plan ice cream. You have to plan muffins. If you love it and you're not having it, you are not practicing a doable plan.
Yeah. And because my accountability partner will have it on hers and she's losing weight. So thoughts came in. So I thought, okay, I'm going to plan a muffin. I'm going to own it. I'm going to own it. As soon as I took it out with my coffee in the morning, the first thought that came was, okay, this is not your regular egg and avocado. Uh-huh. And you're not going to be full. You're starting the day with sugar. You've eaten this as a kid and like you were never you never full. You're not sat. You're not going to be full long enough. You're going to have to eat again. Then I said, shut up.
Okay. So let me interrupt you. So I'm so glad you asked this question. So you're going to have some courage. You're going to put that muffin on there. That muffin yeah. being on there is a thought reveal. All the old shitties, they're all coming in. All it's like bees buzzing yeah. in your ear. Yeah. I want you to understand that the old shitty about eating the food that you were not allowing yourself to eat. Okay. They're like bees buzzing in your ear, but they don't have stingers. We don't freak out when a bee buzzes. This is normal.
Okay.
The person who freaks out at the bee, oh my God, I'm having old shitties. Oh my God, I'm having sugar. Right? You're giving the old shitty lots of attention. We just okay. want to be like the calm person with the bee buzzing in their ear and just like, it's going to go away. What you do need to say is to respond to the old shitty thought about the muffin with leadership energy. Angela, I've told myself I'm going to figure out how to have this muffin that I love. I know exactly what to do. I'm going to have it when I'm hungry and I'm going to stop it enough. And I'm going to let that experience be what it is. If I find that I don't like how my blood sugar crashes afterward and I'm hungry all the time, well, maybe I don't love it as much as I thought I did. Because that's the truth of my experience. Maybe it'll just be fine. But how will you know if you don't experiment every week? You've got to get in there. This is the whole point of this call. Get in there with your foods that you want to plan and figure out what your blueprint is for enjoying them with having your back with doable hunger. You've got your seatbelt to keep you safe. You're going to have it when you're hungry. You're going to figure out when is enough. You're going to figure out how you feel afterward. Maybe you journal on it. And then you make notes for next time. And that's how you learn and grow with your relationship with food. And that is not diet mentality. That's overcoming diet mentality. That's saying, I get to figure out how I work in my preferences and how my body reacts to the food that I choose to eat. Okay. There's nothing more empowering than that, right? And you get to feel great about it, right?
It's very new because sometimes, and it was like when you do the plans and you're trying to, and it was like, but do I like salad? It's like, yeah, I actually do love it. I do enjoy it, you know, but I also do enjoy muffins and pizza and cake and cookies, you know, do you know what I mean? So just to be able to include everything. And I kind of wanted to just say thanks for the, how you said you had ice cream for lunch.
Yes.
Because I sometimes feel the same way. I'll make a plan and then something like, let's just say chocolate, I'm not hungry for it anymore.
Right.
Like I've already eaten my plan and I'm okay. Right. So maybe trying to like make it a priority to practice it.
Right. Yeah. I just want to leave everybody with this. When you don't plan the foods that you actually love, you go into restriction mentality. Now, I want you to think about your ancestor, your Paleolithic ancestor, Angela. When she saw the watering hole was drying up, she survived because she had the foresight to grab all the water that she could, right? Yeah. And then she didn't die of thirst, right? So when we have to understand that when in the 21st century in modern life, when we tell ourselves, there's not a lot of it, I can't have it, I can't have enough of it, I can never plan it, it's going to trigger that same restriction mentality. And all your brain is going to want to do is grab it all. And that's why we feel compelled to overeat the things that we're not planning. So I'm just saying, get in there, get your hands dirty, plan the stuff, like figure it out. And that's how you gain control and food's not in control of you anymore. Okay. Does that make sense?
That was great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Angela. Appreciate it. Thanks. Okay, everybody. Leadership energy. I saw the question in the chat. I mentioned this. I just want to give you some clarification. Leadership energy is the term that I use when my clients talk about, oh, but I had all these old shitties about, you know, I'm having an urge. Why are the urges still there? You know, like, why did I overeat? Like, and the beatdowns start. I want you in those moments to give yourself leadership energy by responding to those old shitties. You can't let them roost inside your mind, because if they go unanswered, oh, I'll never figure this out. Why do I always let myself down? I can't control myself around chocolate chip cookies. I'm addicted to sugar. If you leave those to roost in your mind, they will become your reality. I promise you. You have to answer them. That's how you create a new reality with food. Okay. Apply the leadership energy, get your voice working, have that two-way conversation and say what it is that you want from your relationship with food. I'll figure this out. I may have overeaten cookies, but at least I planned it and I'm going to figure it out next time, right? I am not addicted to sugar, right? I'm going to figure out how to eat sugar in a way that feels good to me, okay? So thank you so much, everybody. I'm sorry we didn't have time for breakout calls, but thank you for hanging with me and doing the worksheets. And we'll see you on the next worksheet call for Mission Possible. Bye, everybody.